Good evening, everyone. Hey, Joanna and Ryan and Giovanna and Julianne.
And Bodhi.
And Bodhi. Bodhi. Hey, Bodhi. So I'm going to attempt to lead us in our meditation tonight. This week is our meditation week instead of review. So let's just take a moment and take a couple of breaths. And just to get our minds in the right place, let's start with just a little review meditation on the Four Immeasurables and that beautiful aspirational version of it. So beginning with a wish for equanimity. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free from the discriminating thoughts of anger and attachment that hold some close and others distant. May they abide in equanimity. And now the aspiration, I myself will cause them to abide in equanimity. Please, Guru Buddha, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings had happiness and its causes. May they have happiness and its causes. I myself will cause them to have happiness and its causes. Please, Guru Buddha, bless me to be able to do so. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free from suffering and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering and its causes. Please, Guru Buddha, bless me to be able to do so. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Buddha, bless me to be able to do so. And so now with that meditation of bodhicitta, filling our hearts with some warmth and love and compassion, let's turn to our calm abiding meditation. So we'll bring to mind the object that we've chosen and we'll just take another 10 minutes or so to meditate. And you'll probably find our minds drifting off now and then, and we'll just bring them back to the object. And now we'll just meditate silently for 10 minutes.
Hey, Donna.
Let's bring ourselves back into the room from the meditation.
Oops.
It's okay. And welcome, everyone. Geshe Gelug should be with us in a couple of minutes. Well, how is everybody? Hi, Elise. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hey,
hi, everybody.
Sorry?
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Ryan. Hi, David.
Hey, Donna.
Venerable Kelsang, Venerable Kondo. Hey, Jill. Hey, Laura. Hi, Patrick. I said hi to Bodhi and Joanna, but I didn't say hi to you. Hey, Peter. Hey, Willis.
Sandra. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
How you guys doing? Hello. Geshe Gelug is here.
Good evening. Please have a seat.
Good evening, Geshe.
Begin with the prayer.
Let's start with the seven limb prayer.
Gosam gupe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu gu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rang kor wa ma tom ba du le ju ne do la che ki ko lo ko wa dang da shen ge nan chan chu chen po ngo.
So say this in English. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and during the wheel of karma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. And now the mandala offering.
Sa ji pe ki ju shing me to tam ri ra ni shi ni je gen pa Sangye Shing Du Mikte Uwa Ido Kunam Dag Shing La Che Pa Shok Je Tsun Lama Tampakenam Kiche Kukala Kense Chujinchi Jita Tsampe Duh
And now the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. Sangye Chudan Soki Chanam La Janju Badu Dani Kyapsu Chi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesanam Gi Dola Benchu Sangye Tu Pasho Sangye Chudan Soki Chanam La Janchu Badu Dani Kyapsu Chi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesanam Gi Dora Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho Sangye Chedan Soki Chonam La Janchu Badu Dani Kyapsu Chi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesanam Gi Dora Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho.
Oh yeah, good evening, Ramasi. Good evening, Bodhisattva Patty. Good evening, Joanna. Good evening, Peter. Good evening,
Good evening.
Good evening, Julian. Good evening, Panditji. Good evening, Patty. Good evening, Jill. Good evening, Hamula. Good evening, Nili. Good evening, Anila Kyasang Wamo Kyasang. Oh, yeah. Good evening, Laura. Good evening, Govina. Govina. Oh, good evening, Sean. Good evening, Sandra.
Happy
Derek. Alex, the enlightened being.
Derek.
Good evening, Derek. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening, guest host.
Good evening, Mary. Good evening, Elise. Good evening, Wills. Good evening, Helen. Aina Barma, good evening. Her dog. Hamala, you have like the root text? Do you have the root text in English?
Yes, I do. Do you want me to show it on the screen?
No need to show it. But keep it there in case we need. So, our class is about the text that His Holiness Dalai Lama is going to teach on February 8th, requested by FMD Center. This text was composed by Changjiang Rinpoche Dorji, so one of the Tibetan masters. During 7 Dalai Lama or 6 Dalai Lama, I'm not 100% sure. So there was 7 Dalai Lama, not 100% sure. Good evening, Jennifer. Jennifer Manila. So, 6 Dalai Lama or 7 Dalai Lama, somewhere between 6 or 7 Dalai Lama, that the master who composed the text. Tagur Amen Medje. Recognizing the mother, song of view. What is the title of the text, Tamula?
Recognizing the mother, an experiential song on the view.
Recognizing the mother. So when you hear the word mother, you really need to remember the Buddha nature, or Buddha natures. The text explains why we haven't recognized Buddha nature, which was called here mother. Older mother. Because it's been there right from the beginning, it's been there. So that's why it's called old. It's not like, that's why the reason why it's called old mother, it's been there a long, long time. And that we haven't been recognized, or not able to touch or connect, not able to connect or touch with our fundamental nature, which is like old mother, has been there long time, why we didn't recognize. So now this text kind of guides you to how to recognize that fundamental nature of the mind. Called Buddha nature, same thing, Buddha nature, same thing. Or you could say Mahamudra, same thing. So now, where we stopped last time, if anybody remembers.
Srikula said it was on the second stanza.
The second stanza.
This lunatic child who has lost his old mother long ago is about to realize by chance what he has not recognized all along.
So then?
And then the next stanza, she is perhaps that is and is not quietly spoken by my brother, dependent arising. This diverse subject-object world is my mother's gentle smile. This cycle of birth and death are deceptive words. This cycle of birth and death are deceptive words.
The first one's called like, can you repeat that stanza, please, one more time?
About the lunatic child?
Oh.
This lunatic child lost his long ago.
Oh.
Realized by chance that he is not recognized. She has been with him all along.
Oh. Then?
She is perhaps that is and is not.
Say it again, that word, please.
She is perhaps that is and is not.
Is not, certainly. Talking about appearances, how things appear, how we perceive them, how things appear, So true, six senses. What do we have? Six senses. so much information comes in, so much information go out. That's how this life was built. That's how this life was. That's how your world is built. That's how your world's been built. Information coming in, going out. Whatever appears in front of your six senses, whatever appears, good, bad, neutrals, nothing else, everything includes there, good, bad, neutrals. Whatever appears in front of your six senses, what is called, samula, it's called like the smile of what, your mother?
My mother's gentle smile, this diverse subject-object world is my mother's gentle smile. The cycle of birth and death, her deceptive words.
What do you say? Is that like the gentle smile of your mother? What do you say? Sung Jin, Sung, object, Jin, subject, not so virus or all kinds. Amid Zubas, mother's gentle smile. And then, I'm not sure where the word gentle come from, but actually it's mother's smile. So because of that, not this text, some other text. The document is so tricky, like, you don't know what chichalians. Whatever that appears, whatever refers to positive, negative, neutral, whatever that appear to our six senses. Appear to our six senses. Shape, color, sound, smell, taste, touch. Then of course, opinion, idea, belief, theory, suggestions, all of that. But we don't analyze. We just go along with that. We just go along with whatever appears to our senses, we just go. We do judge. Yeah, definitely we do judge. That's for sure. We judge. The question is, they're not just that. So then joy, pleasures, looking at shape, joy, pleasure, looking at color, that include all the art, joy, pleasure, smelling something good. So then same time, displeasures, unpleasant mind that rise, you know, so there's an appearance, you know. So we don't analyze. We don't analyze. We just go along with that. We don't analyze. So therefore, it's like we are getting further away from our mother. We are not able to connect with our mother. We are not able to recognize our mother. We are getting further and further away from our true nature, Buddha natures. And worst thing, believing, oh, that I'm not worth it. No, I'm not worth it. Or my life has no meaning. I don't like myself. You know, there's all this. All these things appear, all these things rise based on whatever that appears to our six senses. Based on that, all this kind of mindset rise. You know, so like taking up one's life, all of that. You know, because we don't analyze. You know? Not just analyze. Generally speaking, you have to analyze very thoroughly. Not just analyze. We have to analyze thoroughly. So then there's hope that you could touch with your mother. You could connect with your mother. Why then the reality appears if you analyze? If you analyze, then reality appears is something different than appearances. Reality is something different than appearances. No. Reality is different than appearances. So just caught up with appearances, then not able to connect with the realities. In this case, reality refers to the mother, Buddha natures. Okay? So that's what. So, Che Chi, Pujuti Amit Jun Six. Lume Amit, Lumeze, Amai Kovelus, Lumeze, Amai Kovelusus. Chojuti Jundi. So now, can you say the rest of the line, please?
This diverse subject-object world is my mother's gentle smile. The cycle of birth and death, her deceptive words.
Please carry on.
Oh, my undeceiving mother, you have betrayed me. While I hope to be saved by my brother, dependent arising, it is ultimately in your kindness alone, O Mother, that my hopes for freedom lie.
What is here, Mother, is the Buddha natures, true nature of your mind, Buddha natures. Rajiji tuba meba rawangi matuba, Rajiji tuba meba rawangi matuba. How did Buddha nature exist on dependent. That mother is dependent, it's not independent, it's dependent. Because the very mother that we are talking about here refers to Buddha nature. What is Buddha nature? That's the true nature of mind. What is that? That's the shunyata of mind. Shunyata of your mind, that's called Buddha nature. In this case, this is called mother. How did mothers exist? That mother is totally dependent, it's not the independent, it's dependent. Make sense? Oh. Therefore, these things happening, all the, you know, like appearances through the six senses, these are happening because of that. Then they do not know what they're doing. They're not machine to tell yourself. It's not like you're imagining it's happening. It is happening. It's real. It's not real in the sense it's inherent, but it's real. It's real because it's dependent. It's not real because it's independent. It's real because it's dependent. Oh yeah. If you think, oh, these are not dependent, is they are like independent, these are not dependent, this looks like independent, it seems like independent, if this is not what you think, so if that idea is correct, the way, I'm not saying that you are thinking like that, probably, I'm just a sake of argument. If you are thinking like that, oh, these are dependent, it seems very much dependent. Personally, that's probably what I believe, that are dependent, not very independent. They seem like independent, and that's my belief. I believe they are independent, they are not dependent. Independent, so that means they are not dependent. So that's not that hard to know, hard to understand. Then they cannot be dependent. So then, in day-to-day life reality, that's kind of like it goes against the very idea that you have. It seems very much like independent, inherent, absolute, but that very idea goes against the day-to-day life reality. Something happened because of something, happened because of something, then these are day-to-day life reality. You can't deny that happens. You plant some flower, then it grows. You don't forget to put the water there, flower dies. You put the water, it grows again. These are like day-to-day life reality that you has encountered, that you experience. So then this very idea goes against that. That's what they say. Oh, you don't know, didn't you? Once you told you that you have a tattoo, you don't need to remember some challenges. In the realities, whether we analyze or not analyze, that's how things exists, is how this functions based on depending on something. Yes. You talk about other side because of this side, then you say other side. When you are there, then you say this side, other side. No, in the reality, it's just cold. There's not like independent this side or that side. Wherever you stay, you call this side, others call other side, so like that. Three pieces of stick, you put it together, like almost like tipi. They stand there, depending on each other. That kind of symbol and interdependent. If you take one of them, two of them cannot stand up like that. They're dependent, similar like that. Because of their tall, you talk about short. Because of their short, you talk about tall. If there's no tall, you can't talk about tall and short. It's all dependent. Short is short defined based on tall. Tall defined based on short. It's all no levels, it's all level. Then Tete Namju Natoba Teta Ama Chinichi Namjuram Ama Chinichi Robata Wiz. So that is kind of like kind of the can you please repeat one more time, Hamula, the stanza, very stanza?
My undeceiving mother, you have betrayed me. While I hope to be saved by my brother, dependent arising.
No, before that. So.
Before this?
No.
She is perhaps that is and is not, quietly spoken by my brother, dependent arising. This diverse subject-object world is my mother's gentle smile, the cycle of birth and death.
Yeah, my mother's gentle smile. What do you think about that? Do you understand when you read the text? Do you understand? Here, mother refers to the Buddha nature. Brother refers to interdependent. That's just used as an example. This text has been written in, as a, not really in like Dharma language, is written in Colloquial? Yeah, that language, you know, the common language. So therefore used in mother terms, mother and brothers. Brother, interdependent, mother, Buddha nature, true natures. You know? So now there's the mother's expressions, what's the mother's smile, gentle smile? Huh?
This diverse subject-object world is my mother's gentle smile.
What do you think about that? Teden namjun nazo batet ama chuni jin namjun ama chuni jin robot ta bu yije ama chuni te la shel on gi jua shin be na ni so wa da zaman na zaman da ame chumba da bu su mai da ama chuni tele shel on gi jua yin be na ama chuni tele shel on gi jua it's pretty much saying the same thing like the prize how we perceive. Whatever we perceive, that's our become our perception. Perceptions. Perception are the siman of perceiver. That makes sense? Huh? It doesn't, no, when we say smile, but we do like smile. No. So I say Perceptions very much depend on how we perceive. Right? In reality, there's no independent bad or independent good. There's no independent bad. Bad and good is dependent on something. Therefore, otherwise, one person could be very good for somebody else, and that very person is very bad. Somebody sees that very person sees something is very bad, and someone else sees that person is very good. So they both person cannot be right. They both can be right. Otherwise, how that one object can be good or bad? Both. That's very much depend on the perceptions of the perceiver, how they perceive the persons, how they receive the person. So basically, sky. Naturally, there's no cloud. There is no cloud. The nature of the sky is there's no cloud. Cloud is there temporarily. Everything that appears is like the cloud on the sky. You could say, oh, these clouds are the smile of the sky. Does that make sense? you could say the gentle smile of the sky. All these clouds, some of them looks like popcorn, some of them looks like piles of ice cream, vanilla ice cream, all kind of shapes. Some of them looks like something. These are all, if someone says, oh, these are all the smile of sky. No, there's no sky, then they can disappear. Fundamentally, these are there temporarily. It's not one with the sky. If you start to believe it is one with the sky, you are never going to see sky without cloud. You're never going to see. There's no truth. Sometimes you see the sky, there's no cloud. That's why here, all this resentment, anger, jealousy, pride, you know, like a low self-esteem, like all kind, all this disturbing thought are like cloud. Is the smile of the mother. In this case, it's Buddha natures. So that's the goodest I can explain based on my English. Yeah. Oh yeah. So what does Zumba Nazo the Ami Zumba Tabu Rizum? I'm not saying they are like all the appearances, positive, negative, neutral, they are like the smile of the mother. Not saying they are like smile of mother, they are like smile of mother. They are like smile of mother. Appear, disappear, again something else appear and disappear, something else appear, then disappear. It's nothing like, oh, something appear, then it's been there forever. It's not like that. Appear, disappear. Going, as it comes, go, comes and goes, comes and goes. Jene Gaba. Because they disappear, because they appear. In the first place, there's nothing appear, there's, you can't talk about disappearance. Something appear, then they disappear. Oh. Gashi, jene, nganchu, teta, du, dena, sami, rewajdawa, teta, gashi. Or something that happens, we very much hope they'll be here forever. And we very much, or something that appears, we very much hope that it will go right away. No, like that, nothing. And, Gashi, Nadichin, there's some Rivaja, what other Gashis. So something that happens that you very much like to be there forever. No, it will disappear. Because it appears, the very cause that make it appear, that very cause make that appear, it will disintegrate. That very cause will disintegrate. That doesn't have to be wait for another external force to disintegrate. No. The very cause that produce will disintegrate. The very thing that causes by the very cause. It doesn't have to be wait for another external force to disintegrate. No. Everything is like that. The beautiful flowers, the very cause that produce that flower will disintegrate that flower. It doesn't have to be wait for some external force. So therefore, everything that appears, there some of them we don't want to go them away. We want to be that object to be there forever. No, it will disappear. Oh, God bless. Yang mi do ba shi jin ji tebo su ju so ju jin xin ji ong ge nam ju na zo yo wa de da ju ji kham so ju jin nam ju na zo yo so don na ra wang ge tu me de na ju ba su ba the bottom line here, now the fundamental question is how we perceive things. Each time when you interact with, whenever you encounter with the object, external object, do you think all the time, do you analyze and reminding yourself these are, they are dependent on causes and conditions. It's not like they are like, it may seem like very independent, absolute, concrete, but it's a wrong view, it's a wrong view. Same thing like pleasure, happiness, unhappiness, problem, difficulties, everything is dependent. Tata kumne chotu yudu nama chichi, nangzu shimu ta. Nangzu shimu ta shi ta. If you do thorough analysis, if you do thorough analysis, see what happens. Don't just go with the idea that you have, you know, like, don't just go with, oh, I'm so upset. Don't just go with that idea, I. If you do thorough analysis, how I define I, what do you mean I? How you define I? We don't analyze. If you analyze, oh, I, they're so upset. How you define that? If you analyze, things change. Not just change, things change, dramatically change. We don't analyze. We don't analyze. Then the Mahamudra text suggests, Pendulum of the Shunya suggests, if you do thorough analysis, then you see something that's reality. Then probably you went beyond appearances. You are no longer caught up with appearances. You went beyond appearances. That's why you see now you're connected with the reality. In reality, how things exist. In reality, things exist dependently, but that's not how I see. I see things very inherent, absolutely fine, absolutely good. So what that means when we say absolutely good. We are the one who is saying, when you say absolutely good, absolutely wonderful, what that means, absolutely wonderful. You can't just go along with the word. You need to analyze what do you mean absolutely good. When you say absolutely good, what that means? No, it's not just seeing things. As I said many times, it's not just seeing things. Of course, when you manage to connect with your mother, in this case, Buddha nature, when you manage to connect with the Buddha natures, are you going to drink tea? Yes, of course you are going to drink tea. That doesn't mean from now on you don't need to drink tea. It's not like that. You still drink tea. But your perceptions dramatically change, how you perceive things, how you interact with the appearances, how you react, how you perceive, dramatically change. That's what the text says, but I have zero experience. Please don't ever think that Gijigera has a lot of experience. I have zero experience. I have no experience at all. It's just mere knowledge here. No, it's not, I don't have any experience. Oh. when you focus space between thought, when you learn how to focus space between thought, what is it? What is it? What is it? How you define space between thought? How? What do you mean? What do you mean? Do you mean that you are not thinking anything? No, I mean that means like you are not thinking any particular things. What it means like space between thought? What is it? What is it? Space between thought? What is it? What is it? Is it like clear water, clear lake? Is it like clear lake? What is it? What is it? Space between thought. What is it? If that means like you are thinking not particular things, that means at this, that moment you are not thinking any particular things. Is that what it means, space between thought? Huh? I'm just asking questions. Because I said I have zero experience, I have no experience. Is it possible to focus on space between thought? Question may be yes. In order to say yes very loudly, first you need to define space between thought. What is the space between thought? You can't just go along with the word. That's why everything that appears needs to do thorough analysis. Oh. Oh, I mean like space between thought means that means I'm not thinking any specific things. I'm not thinking any particular things. I'm not thinking any specific things. But I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm fully awake. I'm fully awake. But I'm not thinking specific things. Does that make sense? Is that like focusing on space between thought? Is this the way to get connect to Buddha natures? Or is this way of exercise will eventually lead you to recognize your mother, Buddha natures? Otherwise, six senses plus object. You can deny. You will see things. You will see things. Whether seeing things become obstacle you to reach or connect to your mother or not, that's very much depends on you, how you interact with appearance, how you interact, how you perceive, how you look at them. How you look at them. It's not just seeing, believing in. Oh, see, the magic show, magicians perform magic. People in audience, what they see magic. They are blown away by magic. The magician, the very person who is performing magic, do they see the same thing that you see? Of course they see too. Because they are the one who is creating these illusions, well, the magic. They know exactly what you are seeing. They see the same thing. Now, what is the difference between you are in audience and I am magicians? What is the difference? I don't believe what I see. I know it's trick. But you believe what you see. That's like magician is like the someone who is already connected to the mother nature, the mother, mother nature. Audience, they are still not connected to the mothers. They are not just connected, they are also kind of going farther away from the mothers who's been there a long time. Because why are you going further away? Because you believe what you see. The magicians, people like who are connected to the Buddha natures, they don't believe what they see. They analyze. Am I making any sense here? Sandra, am I making any sense? Or you are 100% confused?
No, you're making sense.
It's hard to make sense when it comes down to teaching of emptiness. It's hard to make sense, you know, like samcha, samarmichasya, samcha, object that you are thinking. Object that you are thinking is called samja. Sambal misham, don't think about object that you are thinking about. Don't think about object that you are thinking about. Make sense? Samja sambal misham. Don't think about very object that you are thinking about. Masambaya misamos. Don't think that you are not thinking about the thing that you are thinking about. Samcha sambar mijasing. Samcha object, very object you are thinking about. Say, don't think about that. Samcha sambar. Don't think about the object that you are thinking about. Make sense? Samcha sambar mijasing. Misambaya misambos. Don't think that you are not thinking about the object that you are thinking about. Make a lie. So now you put together, both of them, together. First one is don't think about the object that you are thinking about. That's the first one. Second one is don't think that you are not thinking about the object that you are thinking about. Second one. Now put it together. Both of them. If you are not thinking about the object you are thinking about, if you are not thinking about the object that you are not thinking about, so then maybe you recognize Mother Nature, Buddha Nature, Shunyata. Hard things to do. It's hard, the first one is hard enough. Don't think of the object that you're thinking of. First one is hard enough. Don't think of the object you're thinking about. What happens? What happens if you don't think of the object that you're thinking about? What happens? So that's why sometimes it sounds kind of very like strange, you know, like teaching of Shunya sometimes kind of very strange. Matowan and Tawakabas. Not seeing is the best way of seeing. That's about Buddha nature. Not seeing is the best way of seeing. Not seeing. Oh. When you focus on the space between thoughts, you are not seeing anything. I don't think that's like nihilism. That's probably the best way of seeing. Not seeing is the best way of seeing. When you focus on the space between thought, are you seeing something? No. We just seeing space. What is there? Nothing. Oh. How to remain there? How to remain space between thought? What is the best way to remain there? Space between thought. Oh, no expectations, no worries, nothing to analyze. That's how you stay there. The best way of staying space between thought is without worry about future, without worry about past. Oh, I say. Not chasing, that's what I said, not chasing the past. Not inviting future, that's referred to worried. What is the best way to stay in space between thought? Reto. Expectations. That's probably no good. Worry, probably no good. Worry about future, worry about past, probably not the best way to stay in the space between thought. What is the best way to stay between space between thought? No expectations, no worries related to the past, related to the futures, nothing to analyze, there's nothing to analyze. Just pause. Just be. Not trying to be something, just be. Oh. Will this probably lead me to recognize my mother? Yes, it will. It will. It will. Because we are not able to recognize the mother because we are carried out by all this, I say, mothers. This culture of mother smile, but all these things that we see, we think, we look, and we, and with all kinds of things, all this crazy thing that's kind of like taking us away, way far away from this mother nature because we never like analyze. Remain there, space between thought. Remain there a little while. No worries. No expectations, no analysis. How long I can stay? How much effort you're going to put? How much effort you're going to put on daily basis? If you can stay there 2 seconds. Logically, it doesn't make sense why you cannot stay there 4 seconds. Logically, it doesn't make sense. If you cannot stay, you cannot even stay 1 second. If you could stay there 1 second, that is the sign that you could stay there 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds. That can be extended. You are fully awake. It's not like you are dead. You are fully awake. You are fully awake. It's not like you are kind of like sleepy. It's not like you are fully awake. You are fully awake. You are fully aware what's happening. It's not like that you don't know what's happening. No, you do know. Not just know, you know very clearly, you know what's happening, exactly what's happening. Oh. So this, you know, like here, like, So basically, if you're trying to find, if you're trying to find something, even the very cup that you're drinking, if you wonder, oh, what is cup? How I can find? You could go through shape, you could go through color, you could go through sight. You can't find. You cannot find. Does that mean they don't exist? No, no. That means they do exist. That's how they exist. When you cannot find, so that clearly proves these things are exist. That's how they exist. When you're trying to analyze, when you're trying to find, you cannot find. Right now, I have big problem here, big problems. When I think about that, I'm like drifting into nihilism. I can't think about my cup when I'm trying to analyze and I lose the cup. Well, that means no, you are like falling into the one extreme view, then your conclusion is like nothing exists. Oh, that's called nihilism. That's one extreme view. That's nihilism. Then your view doesn't become middle way because your view is like now become nihilism. That's not good. What it proves when you're trying to analyze, you cannot find. That not finding, that very idea of not finding proof these things exist. It doesn't prove they don't exist. If you think of that proof like that doesn't exist, that's nihilism. Oh. So then, you know, like this, recalling the mother, the song of experience, the view, all this text is all about shunyata. It's all about emptiness. It's all about connecting yourself with the Buddha nature. That's the main subject. However, it's explained as a subject, you know, to connect to your mother natures. So it requires frequent meditations. See, like, Shunyata is very difficult to understand. That if you put some effort, you could probably gain some realizations. Bodhicitta, compassion, patience, these are easy to learn, but very difficult to put into practice. Emptiness is different. It's very hard to understand. Bodhicitta is easy to understand. But putting into practice is very difficult. Nothing is impossible, but it's very difficult. Emptiness is not easy to understand. It's hard to understand, shunyata. But putting into practice, relatively easy. That very much depends on how often you meditate. Staying between, Focusing space between thought. The beginning is very difficult. It's difficult, it's not easy. But it can become easier and easier and easier. The period can be longer and longer. It is very possible. It's Very possible. Very possible. Maybe it is everything that fear of death, aging, sicknesses, maybe these are all like maybe they are not dramatic. It's dramatic. How is it? Maybe they are not dramatic itself. Dramatic. How is it? Dramatic as it sounds. Because mind makes. Sorry, I'm going to say something. Sorry. Digging your ear. Huh? Make sense? Huh? Digging your ear. Make sense? Digging your ear. In the West, there's horrible things to do. Horrible, right? It's disgusting things to do. You are very much bothered by seeing somebody cleaning their ear. You think that's disgusting. They never analyzed it. Why that's disgusting? Your life is going to be upside down when you go to India. People, they dig ears everywhere. You know that we create something that society agrees. So then it's, I'm not sure, your life has been upside down. Those people who drink, their life is not upside down. So it's just normal thing. They are like simple things, here, I think like here probably less. When you drive in the black cat cross the road, the people I think in the other part of the world they'll be freaked out. Now here, some people don't care. So then, when the crow they're sitting on the power line, in Manasri, there's hundreds of crows that are sitting on the power line. They do poop. So sometimes here, there, people get excited because that's a sign of good luck. Is that true? Who knows? Is that true? Who knows? Instead of getting upset, they get kind of happier. They get happy. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Because that very act is considered as auspicious or lucky. That's why people get kind of happy. How So when you start to analyze, so I like that part, because it's like when the crow poops, instead of getting upset, when you get upset, you lose your peace of mind. You don't gain anything. If you get happier, at least you don't lose your peace of mind. Whether you get lucky or not, that you'll find out later on. So, but whole idea, Same thing. We just make things up and we believe and become so serious. We become so uptight. Analyze. perception. It's perception. It is perception. It is my perceptions. My perceptions. My perceptions. Mm. So now, so that's why one of the Tenjin Lama suggests in the Mahamudra text, we should analyze. Not just analyze, we must analyze. Not just analyze, we must do thorough analysis. Thorough analysis. Way to connect ourselves with the Buddha nature. Way to connect ourselves to Buddha nature. Thorough analysis. When you hear some noise by yourself in the house, your initial thought might be there's ghost. Don't believe. Need analysis. Need total analysis. Piece of your socks that you forget to put into wherever you put your shoes, you forget there, and not much light, and you start to see it's like cockroach. Don't just believe. Thorough analysis is needed in order to overcome from the fear. Fear of seeing cockroach. Is this very serious? Yeah, it is very serious. No joke. It is serious that you are afraid there's cockroach. You are not just imitating this cockroach. You then now you start worried and then things start to have antenna. It starts to move and it starts to look like cockroach. If you don't analyze, for you, that is cockroach. You just made it up. In reality, that's your socks or maybe piece of crumb, bread or whatever. Or maybe outside, you forgot some rope outside. And one morning, then you see the snake, and the rope is kind of curling, and like there's not completely light is out, some darkness, and you also have some fear. Maybe there might be some rattlesnake or snake. Then you create the very rope that you forgot to check in. You create that as a snake, and for you, the snake now start to move. You start to see something, probably it's like one of the plants in your garden, and you start to see it's like person is kind of moving back and forth for you, that's person. Now, what one should do in order to overcome from all this anxiety, fear, or stress? Analysis needed, analysis. Total analysis needed. You may crack up yourself, you may crack up, how is the crack up? Yourself finding is your socks. Last 5 minutes you are freaking out. It's just your socks. That's all, it's just your socks. Or maybe a piece of bread. So now where is this cockroach, that vivid cockroach that I see start to move? Where's that? It's just your perception. It's just your perceptions. Your perceptions. That's how things happen. You don't see piece of crayon or your socks in the bright light. You don't see there's a cockroach. You don't see there's no chance. You only see there's many, many causes and conditions needed to see that piece of things is cockroach. Not much light there. Only worry about there might be some cockroach. Many things contribute to that. Many things contributed to not able to connect with the Buddha natures or Buddha nature. Many things that connected to and many cases we don't believe. We don't believe, like, how is it possible that Buddhism say I'm going to get enlightened when I look at myself? No chance. There's no chance. How you come up with this idea? There's no chance. How you come up with this idea? There's no chance. how you back that idea. Is that idea is valid? How you come with this idea that Buddhism didn't say it's like becoming enlightened, a piece of cake. Didn't say that. But said that you have the potential to become Buddha. So now, like, say, oh, this is impossible. No way. Like that. There's a big problem. Not believing in yourself. Not believing in yourself that you possess Buddha nature. It's been there. It's like old mother. It's been there a long, long time. But you are not recognizing it. You are getting far away from that. Now, just look at it. Ask yourself a question. Do you believe that your ultimate nature is something good? Do you really believe that? Or you just believe that ultimate your nature is just negative? No hope? You know, do we really believe that I possess Buddha nature? Do I believe that my nature of my mind is pure? It's like clear sky. Oh, there's a lot of cloud. Oh, they are temporarily. They are not inseparable with the sky. You will see clear sky. You will see sky without cloud. One day you will see sky without cloud. Do I really believe that? It's hard to believe. The bottom line, we don't have faith in ourselves. We don't have faith in ourselves. We don't have faith in ourselves. Once you are connected to the Buddha nature, then you know exactly like what kind of potential do you possess. Then why you feel like that? Oh, so much information that comes through the six senses, so much information that go out, so many information that comes in, so many then goes out without analysis. Nobody analyzes because free to go out, free to come in, nobody analyzes. It's just going in and out freely. Nothing is analyzed. Nobody's analyzed. Negative come in, nobody analyzes, nobody checks. Damage has been done, then that negative goes out, nobody analyzes the damage has been done. They're not really thinking, maybe now I only should let positive things in, or like positive things out, no negative things out, no negative things in. Analyze, we don't do. That's why you don't have faith that you can get enlightened. You don't have faith, you don't believe that you can get enlightened. Many reasons, all kinds of reasons. So whether we read this text Torah or not, is the core message of this text is how to recognize your fundamental nature, what's called Buddha nature. How to recognize that, how to get connected with that. Oh, that's kind of hard to do because there are so many things happening. Oh, you can focus space, you can learn how to focus space between thought. Little by little, day by day, you can learn how to focus space between thought. That means you are not thinking specific things, but you are fully awake. You are fully aware where you are, what you're doing, you are fully aware. Is that the nature of your mind? Is that the nature of mind that you are focusing on? Yes. I call it space between thought. Is that the maybe nature of mind? That's how nature of mind. If you get connected with the nature of mind, that's how you feel. Maybe right. The nature of mind, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Every day, little by little, every day. It's hard to control. It's very hard to control that the amount of information that comes in. It's very hard to control. Focus, space between thought. Focus on the space between thought. Best way to manage. Best way to manage. Oh. Maybe this meditation will lead me to recognize the mother. Yes, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Okay. Okay. Little by little, every day, little by little, every little by little. Oh. Or remind yourself. Seeing the text every day, seeing, memorize the text, say, think, not just say, same time, think, kind of every day kind of reminds you that. So maybe slowly so there will be less and less, less thought. Slowly there will be less thought. Better, less thought, probably better. Maybe eventually then there will be more positive thought rise. Reasonable positive thought rise, which benefit you, which benefit other. Oh, when you get, you know, so the, this is the goal, okay, this is the goal. So now time is almost over. So next Wednesday, next Wednesday, Domasi?
Geshe-la, it's your choice if you wanted to continue with this or if you wanted to start with the 8 verses of thought transformation. This is your choice, Geshe-la.
I don't want to continue.
In that case, we'll start with the 8 verses next.
Yeah, 8 verses, thought transformations. I say this is like a... Please read about true truth. Read about that. Just like read like why is so important subject in Buddhism, the true truth. Why is so important subject? Maybe you get some benefit. If you read some, get the benefit. Maybe there's this true truth is about improve our life, ultimately liberate our life from all the problems. Knowing that you possess Buddha natures, anything that you don't believe in yourself, that you don't possess Buddha nature, need to remove. Whatever ways you can remove, whatever ways you can eliminate. Not believing, oh, this my life is precious, problem, obstacles. Not believing, oh, this life is worth nothing. It's just my life is worth nothing. It means nothing. My life is no meaning. Oh, obstacle, need to remove. Whatever ways you can remove. Looking down on self, not good start. Buddhist meditation began with seeing this life as something precious, meaningful. That's how Buddhist practice began. Not able to see that, we are not going to succeed. The path that laid down by Buddha, we are not going to succeed into that path. If you have this idea, oh, this life is just a piece of junk, it's not worth it, no. all of that needs to be eliminated. Whatever way you can eliminate it needs to be eliminated. What you need to focus now that you are someone who possesses Buddha nature. Only matter of time, you are like clear sky. Don't ever think that like cloud on the sky is the inseparable the cloud. Sky, don't, that's the wrong view. Oh, my action, me, same thing, not different, wrong. Completely wrong, not just wrong, completely wrong. No good comes out of that, nothing good comes out of that. Buddha nature is something to understand, something to connect, and something to remember. It's been there a long time, like old mother, that you just need to recognize. It's nothing to do with the actions. It's not based on gender. It's not based on color, tradition, belief. You possess Buddha nature. Your fundamental nature of mind is pure. It's not based on culture, what you believe, don't believe. If you don't believe in anything, it's still your true nature, mind is pure. You still possess Buddha nature. It's not like, oh, I don't believe in Buddhism, that's why I don't possess Buddha nature. Wrong. Completely wrong. We all possess Buddha nature. So you have to have faith. You have to have faith. Every day you have to have faith. Then you have to have faith that you can do something good. Don't ever think that I can't do anything good. Wrong view. Every day you have to believe that you can do good things. Very, very important. Without that, we are not going to success in the path they laid down by Buddha. We are not going to be successful. You can't develop bodhicitta. You can't develop universal compassions. No way. First, you have to have faith in yourself. No. You define yourself based on Buddha nature. Don't define yourself the way how you look. Wrong. That's the wrong way to do. Don't define yourself based on how much you possess. Wrong way to do. You define yourself based on Buddha nature. Oh, that's how you define Buddha nature. Okay? So you try. We all try. So, no, that's what we can do. We all try. Oh, to connect to our ultimate nature, which is pure. It's like diamond. The berry under the ground, you need to find out. Don't ever say there's no diamond. You need to dig out. Or maybe there's diamond that's like wrapped around the dirty cloth. You can't see. You need to unwrap that. I'm not just making those things up. It's already been said in the text. You need to just unwrap, discover. No, do somewhere here, just your life. I think to look somewhere else. Just feel that. You have to have faith. Okay, faith. I did so many wrong things. You can clean. You can purify. There are so many dirty dishes in the sink. You don't have to be depressed about that. You can clean. Who said you cannot clean dirty dish? Who said? Same thing here. Action can be purified. Okay? So, bottom line, we have to have faith. If you really love yourself, you have to have faith in yourself. You have to believe, not just believe based on reason. I'm not asking you to blindly believe. Buddha nature. Fundamental nature of mind. It's pure. Oh, yeah. All right, so of Alex. He's already enlightened. So thank you very much for coming here. So maybe next Wednesday, then I will explain or go through the eight verses, thought transformations. Okay. Thank you very much. So all of you have a wonderful night. So then Lamula will do the dedication.
Saji Perki Shu Shing Metog Tam Ni Dab Ni Shi Ni De Gen Ba Di Sang Ye Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.